This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is Wednesday, which means it is time for the weaponized woman. And, of course, that would be Keita Bussey. Good evening, young lady. Have we got Keita? I thought we had Keita. There we go. Now we got Keita. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Are you?
Can you hear me now?
That's right. Verizon. I have Verizon Wireless. Don't kid yourself. Anyway. How you doing? How's things in Texas?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah? So much fun.
Now, are you no longer at the ranch? Are you back in Wisconsin?
Back in Wisconsin for 2 days, then I leave for the New Jersey-Pennsylvania border.
I hope you're going to be staying on the Pennsylvania side.
I am.
Okay.
But I'm flying into New Jersey, so I had to actually mail my gun and magazines in advance to gun sitters, so they're holding them for me now. They have locked safes all over the country.
That's, you know, I have never flown with a gun, ever. And you fly
really?
Overseas with guns.
I do.
How many different ways, like if you're going to land in New Jersey, if you were to land with your gun?
I would be arrested.
Yeah. So, what do? Do you find an FFL in the locale where you're at, and you go to your local FFL and ship it that way, or what do you do?
Well, legally, you can mail your firearms to yourself through UPS.
Okay.
So you don't need an FFL for that. I use Gunsitters, which happens to be an FFL, but I mailed it to myself, so then Gunsitters has lockers all over the country where they can store your firearms for you.
Do they really?
For a minimal cost. Yes. So if you get deployed and you want a place to put your guns while you're gone, you can hire gun sitters. Or if you have a child who has some sort of issues and you don't want to have firearms in the house, you can have gun sitters store your firearms there, and you have 24-hour access to your firearms. Or let's say you're going through a divorce and you want to make sure your guns go where they need to go during the divorce, then you can have your guns held there at Gunsitters. That's what I'm using on this
trip. Okay. I had never heard of them. I'm looking into them right now as we speak. Helping gun owners stay responsible.
Yes.
And they look like a bank. They got cages.
Basically. Yes. It's like having a deposit box at a bank, except the difference is you have 24-hour access. And they don't just do firearms. They also, they work like a deposit box at a bank where you can put your cash in there or whatever you want to be stored there. There's a guy with a bunch of Tiffany lamps. He's going through a divorce and wants to make sure he gets the Tiffany lamp, so he has them being held there.
This would be something I'd want to ask them. I'm almost certain but you may know the answer to this. So, like, if you're in a state where gun sitters are and you keep your guns at gun sitters, if they come and serve a red flag order on you, are you required to tell them that your guns are at gun sitters?
No, it's all autonomous. So nobody knows what locker you have. There's no way to trace it back to you.
That's interesting.
It's all confidential.
That's really interesting.
Basically buy stuff when you walk into there.
So how is it that they have 24-hour access to it? Is it like one of these storage places that you can just go into anytime you want to because you got a code and swipe it and the gate opens and you walk in there and go stand amongst your stuff?
Basically, they have bomb shelters filled with lockers, and they have armed guards on site 24 hours a day. So you just call the number, and the armed guards will let you in to access your locker.
That's impressive. I have often said that anybody that would be willing to do this could go to a closed down high school and buy all the gym lockers and set them up somewhere on the borders of all of these places and just get out there and say, "Oh, you're going into New Jersey today? That's too bad." Well, listen, leave your guns here so you don't get in trouble while you're there. And leave all your ammo, everything got to stay here. I've often thought that was a pretty good idea, and
And they can ship it to you from there. If you end up somewhere else and need your gun shipped to you, they can ship it to you. They do all kinds of stuff.
Do they have, so they are FFL holders wherever they are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
That's interesting. I've often wondered about that. Now, we only got about 3 minutes left in this segment. When you have to go overseas, you have to go through a much more strenuous program to get those over there, don't you?
It depends, but yes.
Now, in the Philippines, when you went to the Philippines, you could just about go down any back alley and you could just tell them what kind of gun you want. They'd have it for you in 3 or 4 days, right?
Well, in the Philippines, they make the paperwork very easy. They do everything for you.
Right.
You just give them your info. They fill it all out. They've got someone at the airport to meet you there and make sure everything's perfect. So it's very, very easy if you're shooting a competition there.
That's interesting. Gun sitters. I have joked about making that. I did not know. Somebody probably. I should probably get a lawyer, shouldn't I? Somebody's stolen my idea, shouldn't you? I don't roll that way. Now, when we get back, I want to talk about when we get back from this break, and I'll tell you why I want to talk about this because, every time I've ever seen you, whether you are out and about or on the range or at an event, you wear form-fitting clothing.
Yes.
And you're not exactly, I think Keita probably has like 3% body fat. And what do you weigh? Do you weigh 120 pounds?
120, yes.
120. So Keita's wearing form-fitting clothing, and yet she has to conceal a gun. And I want to talk about that in the next little bit, just to find out how she does it, what she carries, that kind of thing. Because a lot of women, I think, find concealing a gun to be daunting at first.
And that's why I carry what I carry.
Yeah, well, I want to find out about that. Plus, there's a lot of new gun carriers out there now, and a lot of new people that are going to be gun carriers that have never owned a gun before.
Yeah.
So I want to approach that from that standpoint to where they're looking at this. They're like, so I'm supposed to hide this. And, I mean, when I look at you, the only thing that messes up your silhouette is your phone. Skeeta has a phone that in her hands it looks like a laptop. And she jams that into the pocket of whatever pants she's wearing. And then it's just, you can find Keita's phone from low Earth orbit. It just stands out. But not the gun. So anyway. Of course, 180, what is it? 180 Firearms Training, is that what your website is?
Yes. 180firearmstraining.com.
I forgot to buy a hat from you the other day.
Oh, no.
On my way back, I was just thinking, I meant to get one of her hats. And when Jean started laying all that loot on me, it just sort of blew my mind. So. Anyway, 180firearmstraining.com, and the name of the book is?
Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, available on Amazon.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey, coming to you live from Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. I know a lot of people are out there saying, I need an AR-15. Well, that is a superb place to go, and they are building them left, right, and center. FranklinArmory.com. We are speaking with Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. And you now, in Wisconsin, what are the rules regarding concealed carry? Do you guys have constitutional carry there?
We do not, but nobody... I mean, in Wisconsin, it's a big hunting state, so you'll see people just walking out their truck carrying a shotgun like it's no big deal.
Right.
So it's not, I mean, yes, you're supposed to conceal it if you have a concealed carry permit. We don't have the open carry law, but if you're concealed carrying and someone can see it, nobody really cares.
Okay.
And I've seen people open carry and nobody cares.
Right. Now, when you're like at SHOT Show,
yeah,
you wear leggings.
Yes.
Now, do you go out and buy those leggings that have the holster built into the leggings, or are you one of those people that gets one of those? Is that even something have you ever tried that?
No.
Well, then, when you're wearing leggings, how do you carry a gun, Keita?
It has a clip on it, so it just clips right on to the top of the leggings.
Right.
And that's about it.
So the gun you carry is a...
It's a clip-on when I'm not wearing a belt.
I'm talking about the gun. What kind of gun do you carry in the clip-on holster?
It's a SIG P365 because it's very small and concealable and has potential to carry 13 rounds.
You know, I've seen a lot of people switch to those. I have not shot one of those yet. I like the P320, but I haven't tried the P365 yet. Now,
I like it.
Does it shoot like a big gun when you're shooting it? Does it feel like a big gun? Does it have that kind of manners, or is it still sort of light?
It's light. It still has that little snappy recoil, but not as bad as like the Glock 43. So I think it's a little bit more flat than other concealed carry guns I've tried.
Right.
That are that size.
I may have to try one of those. I need to get my hands on one of those and just try it. Most of the time I'm carrying
it. It was extremely accurate for me.
Is that the only striker-fired gun you run?
Well, I also own a Springfield XB that I've won it in a competition, so I just kind of gave it to Pixie to plink around on the range with.
Right.
I used to have a Glock 34 that I competed with, and I outgrew it, went to the metal frame guns instead.
Yeah, that would be pretty tough to conceal that in a pair of leggings, I would think. Even for you.
Yeah, that wasn't for concealment.
Yeah. Even for you, I would think that would be tough to conceal. The holster that you use for this, what kind of holster is it, and who makes it? And
honestly, I don't remember what it is. It's I really don't. I like having a hard holster, like a Kydex holster, so
right.
It doesn't, like, if you have a leather one, they can wear in and end up getting trapped around the trigger guard, so it doesn't cover it. But the Kydex, you know the trigger guard 100% is going to be covered. It has a little bit of retention, and then it has this blue arm that sticks out from it that holds it back from your pants, so it presses it into your belly so you don't have that bulge.
So you're carrying appendix carry?
Yes.
Okay. Not surprising
that
you can pull that off.
Not off the top of my head right now, I think of the name of it.
Have you ever tried a sticky holster?
Sticky holster?
Sticky holster.
No.
You want to look into that. I think you might would like one of those. I don't know, but a sticky holster is made of some. It's made of a material, and nobody's paying me to say this, but when I'm going to and from the gym, I do a lot of the stuff that I'm doing during the day after the gym or before the gym. So I'm in gym clothes a lot, right? And I don't want to carry off body if I can help it. So I was looking for a way to do this, and the sticky holster was that. And it just basically, when it hits your skin, it just sticks to you.
I have not tried that.
It's not tacky, right? But it sticks to you enough to where you can do a serious draw from it. You can do like a combat draw if you're like going for speed or something. And I've tried it even with my Glock G45, which has some tall sights. The only one that pulls it out with the gun is my P320 that has suppressor sights on it. But that's going to catch on anything out there. So I don't put it in there. But I mean, they make them in various sizes, and you were talking about how the leather will gather up and get it into the trigger guard?
Yeah.
These are made to where they barely fit. So they're always stretched really, really hard on you, and they're not going to collapse in on it like leather
would,
I guess.
One I have is made out of suede, but it does fix my skin.
Right.
So it never comes off when I draw.
But the sticky holster doesn't have a telltale clip showing. Yeah, so.
Well,
and they're rounded.
Shirts, so if I was walking around in a bikini top, then it'd be a problem. But I wear shirts that cover my belly, so no one's going to see it.
Well, I just want to know, you know, every time I talk to you, you're not wearing pants. How do you even keep that plan?
I just tuck it in my panties.
I understand. I can just see a line of holsters coming out now. You're going to start a revolution with that.
He does pink panty line.
Yep.
The panty line.
it'll hold your holster. It'll hold your gun, and it won't show. They're like, I don't remember what the underwear was that made you feel like you're not wearing nothing. Probably before your time. I'm almost certain of it. Tell everybody the website to find.
180firearmstraining.com.
That is where you would go. And, I mean, Kita is the mechanics of movement, which is most people that go to a shooting class are trying to learn how to shoot better. But Kita teaches you how to be under the gun better and how to transition from movement to movement. It has an application in self-defense and in tactical as well, although it is designed for USPSA. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans will begin considering a police reform measure that will essentially ban chokeholds and create a national reporting database to track the use of force and questionable tactics employed by police officers. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is hoping to get something done rather quickly.
We're serious about making a law here. This is not about trying to create partisan differences. This is about coming together and getting an outcome.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in a number of states. Nine states on Tuesday set records for coronavirus infections, hitting one-day highs or new seven-day averages for cases. The increase came in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social network will allow users to turn off seeing political ads. You're listening to USA Radio News. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump is outlining goals of a task force to stop veteran suicides.
From day one, my administration has been on a mission of historic scope and scale to deliver results for our great veterans, to help veterans get the care they need when they need it. We approved Veterans Choice and made it permanent, and that was a big deal. They've been trying to get it for decades and decades and decades, and we got it. We got it done.
The task force is working with Congress and advocates to pinpoint the gaps in veteran suicide safety nets. Dr. Anthony Fauci isn't celebrating the defeat over coronavirus yet. The country's top infectious disease expert telling the website The Daily Beast that the United States is still fighting off the first wave of the coronavirus outbreak, although he doesn't believe a second wave will completely shut down the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Keita Bussey. She is the weaponized woman, and we've talked about how she carries a gun. We've talked about how she ships a gun. Let's talk about the advanced class, which I did not see. I did not see the advanced class, and I'm interested what the difference is in the advanced class versus, say, what I did see. Is that the beginner's class?
Well, it's the meat and potatoes. It's movement, right? So first you have to learn how to move before you can move beyond that. So in the advanced class, we work a little bit more with the mental game. So the very first stage of the day, I set up a blind stage. Nobody can see it. They have 30 seconds to look at it, then walk away. Now, typically you get 5 minutes to look at a stage. They get 30 seconds, then they have to walk away and visualize. So they have to figure out where all of their targets are, visualize that, and come up with a plan in 30 seconds under time pressure. And a lot of people crumble.
When you say they crumble, they describe what's happening to them.
They fail to engage targets, or they double engage targets. So there will be a target available from multiple positions, and they'll shoot it from every position it's available.
I guess they weren't paying attention, were they? Is that because you're putting them... Well, I guess the time is the timer a stressor for people that are new to that?
It can be, yeah. So a lot of times in a competition, you go into survival mode. Maybe your gun broke on the stage before, and you don't have time to look through the stage. You've got 30 seconds to figure out a plan and shoot it. That actually happens in competition. So I'm trying to prepare my students for situations like that.
When you went to Texas, now, in Columbia, South Carolina, when Keita was here, there was a lot of riot activity that was happening, and a lot of people got scared off. So Keita only had, you had four people in the class that I saw. Is that right?
Yeah. And so my class got cut in half because a lot of the students got called to duty because of the riots.
Right. Well, the day that Saturday, they had the governor's mansion surrounded by the National Guard and the police.
Yeah, so the police officers that were doing that were supposed to be in my class.
Right. And you may not have known this, because the Midlands Rifle Range is sort of out there. You were only about 6 miles from the governor's mansion.
Ah, really? No,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Nope. If you turned right instead of left, you would have ended up in downtown Casey, which is an outlier of Columbia, South Carolina. So,
okay. That's where they went.
Yep. So, what is the goal of the advanced class? Now, with the beginner's class, which is the prerequisite to go to the advanced class, I guess you're trying to teach them the fundamentals of how they can actually use their footwork,
right,
the weight of their weapon, their inertia, their momentum, to make them faster as they move through stages and everything. And is the advanced classes, this is where you're trying to get them to actually apply it themselves,
yes,
without you?
Yes, it is the application, for sure. So this is where I expect them to already be moving in the way that I taught them, and then we add all these stressors to see if they're able to maintain that under pressure.
Now, two of your students had what I would refer to as a competition gun. They had, they had the tricked out single action 1911s with the pull handles and the mag wells and everything else. And then two of your other people, Gene and Rick, they had like self defense guns, carry guns. Yeah. I imagine. Well, but what I'm saying is, like, with some of the stuff that you're talking about, where you're taking the gun and like swinging the gun to get you moving in a different direction if you're leaning this way or that way, and trying to create that inertia that way. With these guys that carry these tactical guns, which are lighter, does that really work for them?
Yeah, it works. Big time. It's so much easier to get out of position if you lead with a gun.
Right. That's interesting. That's interesting. Which Tanfolio do you carry? Because I'd never seen... Huh?
Stock 2.
That's a big pistol. Is it all steel?
Say again?
Is your pistol all metal?
Yeah.
Yeah, Keita, if you get close to Keita and she runs out of rounds, she'll just beat you to death with her gun. She carries a big pistol. I was surprised when I saw that come out. I sort of thought so, but I didn't. You know, you can't really tell until it comes out of the holster. When we come back, I want to talk about what somebody would want to bring to your class, because some of the stuff that you're using is sort of specialized equipment. It's not...
It doesn't matter.
Huh?
It really doesn't matter. I can teach you how to move with what you've got. It doesn't matter.
So if I showed up at your class and I carry my spare magazines in my back pocket...
It doesn't matter.
I'm just going to be slow?
I can still teach you how to be more efficient. I'll meet you where you're at with what you've got.
Okay. Well, we can still talk about the specialized equipment that competitors would use, because for me, I don't know. There's a lot of things about the stuff, like the holster that you were carrying, right? The hanger that was hanging it, that's actually something you have to piece together, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, I've got one of those.
Offset.
I've got one of those here. I don't know how to use it. I've got the pieces for it right here, and I don't know how to put it together.
I like the dropped offset because it holds it off of your hip, especially as a female having hips and a waist. You've got to have the dropped offset. Otherwise, it's so hard to get your gun, and then it moves. In the whole holster moves when you try to draw the gun if you don't have a dropped offset and you have hips.
Keita does one of the cleanest reloads I've ever seen. when I think of a reload, I like economy of motion. So you have done it so many times now that you know where the well is. So you, it's not like your magazine is colliding and then finding its way in. It's almost like sleight of hand.
And I don't have a flared magwell either.
That's right, you don't.
The Panfoglio magwell is much smaller than a lot of the other magwells from the factory. So the CZ is a lot easier to reload. It has a little bit of a bigger magwell than the Panfoglio stock do.
Well,
so if I can reload the Tamfo, it'll be cake when I get the CZ.
Cake. Chocolate cake. With icing.
Smooth chocolate cake.
For those that are interested in seeing this, I did shoot video of this, and the next video I'm going to post on YouTube is going to be about movement with firearms by Keita Bussey, except I filmed it. And I've got a couple of clips that you sent me from SHOT Show as well, so I'm going to make sure everybody knows what a free spirit you are when you're not working and how serious you are when you are working. So tell everybody where the website is and how to find a book.
Website, 180firearmstraining.com. Book is Smart Move, a motion for the shooting sports, available on Amazon. Or if you want a personalized copy, email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com.
Personalized copies are fun, but they are a roll of the dice, depending on how well you know Keita. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Kita Bussi, the weaponized woman, and we have covered how she carries what she carries. We've covered how she ships what she, when she has to go to like New Jersey Stan or some of these other places that she can't land with a gun. And we talked about her class. Now, I know what you said regarding you'll train anybody however they show up as long as they're going to, you know, I presume they got to have a gun in a holster at the very least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it is easier if they do show up with the proper equipment as far as the belt, the magazines, the magazine pouches, all that other stuff, to carry this stuff because it makes it easier for them to learn. Doesn't
well,
it?
It depends what their goal is, right?
Right.
So if it's everyday carry, they should show up in their everyday carry stuff. If they want to shoot competition, they should show up in their competition stuff. So it really doesn't matter. Whatever your goal is, show up with the equipment to reach that goal, and I will meet you there.
So Rick and Jean, who are wearing some rather intricate belt setups for tactical stuff. That's probably not what they carry on a daily basis, is it?
Yeah.
So they were cheating, weren't they?
No, that's good. If they're carrying that on a daily basis, then that's what they should practice with.
Well, I carry outside the waistband, so I would stick with that. And I do have mag carries that I carry from time to time. It's just that in the summer, that gets a little bit, for me, that gets to be a little bit much. I'd rather have the big gun and put the magazines in my back pocket. Now, if I'm going to carry that way, though,
then that's what you should practice.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the second drill that I set up is basically a malfunction drill. So I have everyone turn to the person to their left and hand them all their magazines and their equipment, and then turn away while that person messes with their equipment. And they could be doing anything from flipping around backwards in their magazines to shoving tape rolls into their magazine wells to just taking a few rounds out of their magazines so they run short to not doing anything at all, and then the person just thinks that they did, and they're waiting for it, and it's right in their head the whole time. So basically, I have my students mess with each other, and I find that the higher level students I have in my class, the more they mess with each other, and the more they carry that through the entire class.
So they play a little mind game too, huh?
Yes. So we play mind games. That way, if something goes sideways, it interrupts your OODA loop, and you've got to react, which means you have to have already thought about all the things that could go wrong. You envision things going perfectly. You picture everything going exactly how you want it to go, but you've already made the decision of what you're going to do if this happens, if this happens, if this happens. So when it does happen, if it happens, you simply react, even though you visualize everything going perfectly.
The old OODA loop.
Right. My OODA loop drill.
Do now, when you have the tactical types that come in there, do they give you any hard time for you trying to put the OODA loop into a competitive sort of setup?
No, because when I train the teams that I train, that we don't talk about.
Right.
I specialize, so I give my typical lecture that I give for competitive shooters, and then I give a separate lecture specializing in what they do. So they get two separate lectures that are very individualized. So this is what you guys are going to do, and this is what you guys are going to do.
I can see where the OODA loop would come in play as far. Because one thing that I noticed when you were sending these guys through that drill, the one that I filmed, you did things a little bit different. Because some of these guys were waiting to shoot that steel target until they went around the curve, and then they would catch it there. But you caught it on the way.
Yeah.
You engaged first to your left, and then you sent it up on that, and then you started, you did your reload, you started shooting on the move. And then when you got done with those three targets, then you reloaded again, and then you took out everything else. In competition, is that allowed to shoot in that sort of a fashion to where some guys are going to shoot it differently and some are going to shoot it?
So in IDTA, that's one type of competition where it's dictated to you exactly how you are going to perform a stage. You are going to engage the targets in this particular order, doing this particular thing. In USPSA, ICSC, basically everything else is up to the shooter. So you might, so the way I know I built a good stage is when my students all shoot it a different way. So if people are shooting it 10 different ways, I knew I built a good stage with a lot of different options. So then they're playing up their strengths and minimizing their weaknesses on an individual basis.
Right.
Where in IDTA, you don't get to do that. Everyone shoots it exactly the same, and that's dictated to you.
Right. The preponderance of your students are the... Well, I guess when you go overseas, you're not... Are you still mixing it with tactical and competitive? Or when you go overseas, is the tactical?
Because that would be an ITAR issue. Mm. So I would never do that.
Well, I didn't know. I know that you're subjected to the ITAR thing, but I didn't know. That's what I was asking. Anyway, so you can't, right? You can't
mix them. I can coach movement, but I can't teach firearms.
Well, that's what you teach, though, is movement.
Right. So, yeah, I would never teach firearms anywhere else.
I understand. I know that Costa, he has to go by ITAR too. How many people have to go? Does anybody that goes overseas to train with firearms have to do the ITAR thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not that big of an issue to you, though, is it? You've done it so many times.
I have a little bit of a loophole that I've created for myself.
Well, that's...
I'm a movement coach. I'm not a firearms instructor.
But I do carry a gun where I go. And these hats are $20 if you want one. Anyway, coming up on the end of the hour, where are you going to? You're going to the Pennsylvania-New Jersey border. So are you actually going to teach in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Technically, Pennsylvania, like 5 minutes from New Jersey.
And how many people from New Jersey get to come over there and actually shoot a gun?
Well, the people, my students from New Jersey already own guns. They've
right.
had to jump through all the hoops.
Right.
But they get to have more than 10 rounds in their magazines if they're in Pennsylvania.
Whoa. This is, they're going to be living the high life on that one. That's just so pathetic.
Yeah,
it's pathetic. It's just pathetic. Make a left. If you make a left turn when you're driving in Pennsylvania, you're a felon.
Right.
That's horrible.
That's right.
Have you ever trained anybody in Pennsylvania or in New Jersey?
Yes. I've had classes there before. So
now, when
I
you
have
go,
to borrow a gun.
Yeah.
I can't bring my own. And,
Is it the same in California?
No. California, I get a 2-week pass. So I can fly in with my gun and my 17-round mag. As long as I'm only there for 2 weeks or less.
And if you stay there for like 16 days, are you labeled a domestic terrorist then, and they're going to hunt you down?
Only if I get caught.
I understand. Well, one more time, tell them the website, please.
180firearmstraining.com.
The book?
That is Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports by Keita Bussey, available on Amazon.
Thank you for joining me this evening, young lady. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. See you next time.
All right. Coming up next from Chicago Guns Matter is Rhonda Ezell. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.